to this evening's episode of Couch Cushions. I'm being very formal tonight. I'm V.
A.K.A. Miss Formal V.
Yeah, A.K.A. Fireside Chats V.
Hey.
Hey, did you turn off your mic?
Oh, shit. I don't know.
Here we go with this again. Technical difficulties.
Yep.
I guess I did turn my mic off. I do that sometimes by accident. I said Fireside Chats V. I don't know if that went through or not. By the way, I'm Corey.
A.K.A. Technical Difficulties Corey. I had a whole other one that I was going to say, but, you know.
Save it for next week.
A.K.A. Off Switch Corey.
Dude, for real.
Literally.
It happens so much.
Once a week, I hit that fucking thing.
And I'm Justin.
A.K.A. Multiple Hats Justin, producer, co-host, and creative mind.
Wow. Oh, I thought you meant positive. Like, yeah, really, a.k.a. minced meat Justin.
I had one for you, but now I'm going to have to save it for next week.
Anyway, yeah, next time.
I told you, I was sitting here thinking about it, and like, I mean, shenanigans helped me think for a while.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's, look, first couple episodes, all right? We're shaking the cobwebs off, people.
I know, patience. Right?
Patience.
Well, so this week is pot. Luck with pot.
Yeah.
Luck.
Good well, luck. There's not. So the food were. Yeah. The,
pot luck.
They're not edibles, but we did gummies. We're all a little weird here.
I baked while weird. So this is. I don't. So the book I got this from was from the 1970s. It was when. Yeah. Like your microwave cookbook. So I had to kind of adjust. Because, like, yeah. It was. Yeah, we'll go through people.
You want to show yours?
Okay, so mine is this one, that there. We've got peanuts and marshmallows at the base, and then you mix chocolate and peanut butter and the Hello Riley into a heated container in the microwave, and then just melt it on top of each other. So I'm thinking it's kind of like a ghetto Snickers with like some marshmallows in there.
A ghetto Snickers.
You said you found this in a microwave book?
Yeah, microwave cookbook. Like,
was this specifically for this task? You went looking through that cookbook for this task?
Literally. I was just like, because we couldn't get the stuff to make the crab dip like I wanted or crab cakes. So I was like, what's easy? Next time I'll go hard.
Let's go to the microwave cookbook from 1973.
Well,
literally.
I feel like we just stumbled on something that we need to do going forward.
Literally.
Microwave apps.
Yeah, we just do cook something from one of those cookbooks just on the fly.
Yep. I have like 80 cookbooks. He can tell you. Like,
yes, there's a lot.
It's so ridiculous. Well, yeah, I use them.
No, I'm not saying that you don't. But there's definitely duplicates of some of these cookbooks as well.
I have a Betty Crocker from the 1950s and a Betty Crocker from like 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And I'm going to compare because, you know, some of them are like, use lard. And then the other one's like, healthy things. Like, go ahead.
Not lard.
Right.
So I'm like,
not movie butter.
Yes.
I kind of like do not a mixture grease. Of the two. Like, okay, I'm going to make it a little less healthy than obviously like vegan Betty Crocker of today. You know what I mean? Like, I kind of mix ingredients. Like, you know, if it calls for like a cup of butter, I'll do like, you know, a half a cup of butter. Because... Yeah.
Because reasonable, that's why.
There you go. Yeah. So I was like, microwaves, that makes it easy. I just realized I went on a tangent. I'm that kind of...
But, so...
No, all good.
Can I tag onto the previous idea?
Yeah, absolutely.
So the idea... One of the ideas we're kicking around is vinyl days. That'll probably get branded as something else.
Yep.
Where we listen to a record.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Holy shit, you guys just bought me a Cook album.
We did. That's right. Oh, dude.
I mean,
so
how do we not start
irony.
There?
It's so on.
Ooh, wee, I guarantee it's going to be a good time.
We get to start with your wondrous world, dude.
Yeah. I didn't even think of that. Holy shit.
This came together perfectly.
We listen to that and we cook.
Like a glove.
Mark the idea.
Yeah,
yep,
book
this
way, people. Yeah, exactly.
We found something.
Coming soon.
This is delightful.
That's how potluck happened. We kicked the idea around on the pod
live,
a couple
literally
weeks
last
ago.
Last week.
And here we are with yummy treats in front of our face.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So what was yours called again, V?
Easy bars.
Easy bars.
Even though I made like an easy cake because I didn't use the right pan. It was a whole ordeal. I
easy name for the easy bars.
Easy name for the easy bars.
Yeah. 1973 represent.
This was a complete spoiler. Like... We basically made you tell us on Gear Freaks what you were making.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
But you were pretty geeked, like, the second we thought about this idea at that you were going to do this.
I immediately knew what I was going to make because we've talked about this before, I believe on Grease Pole, I think, but hammered me several years ago was like, I'm hungry. I'm too lubed up to drive anywhere. And this was pre-Grubhub. Mm-hmm. So it's like, okay, what are we going to do here? And it was also too late, by the way, or too early to order a pizza. So my drunk ass decided, let me put two of my favorite things together on a Sammy. This was also before people were using that terminology. Peanut butter and bacon on a sandwich. And the trick here is the bread has to be a Texas toast, and you've got to toast it. So thick bread.
We're about to find out like how well it does because it's been sitting a while.
It has.
All of our items have been sitting. Everyone,
yeah,
just
that's what we were saying.
It doesn't look soggy though. I'll give it that.
Yeah,
it doesn't. That's why I'm like, should I put it in the microwave for even maybe 5 seconds? And I'm like, you know what? No, let's.
It looks like it might have held its crunch.
I kind of want to do that because cold bacon is hard for my teeth to eat. Well,
at this point, okay, well,
yeah,
I feel like this should have probably been done before we hit the red light.
Look at me, inconvenience me.
But I mean, it's up to you.
No, it's too late now. You're right. I forgot about that. We can't keep the viewers waiting.
But
anyway, so that's delightful. That sounds delicious. As she said, thinking about the fact that peanut butter is going to be so dry.
Hey, we've got bevies handy.
We do.
So let me ask you this: would you call it a Sandy? Is that what you called it?
Sammy. Yeah.
How are you? Where do you feel on the word Sando? Like, where do you fall?
Oh, I like it better than Sammy. I was saying Sammy ironically. People that use that word and are being serious about it, I want to punch in the throat. I fucking hate that shit. Sando is acceptable. I like that. But if you're using Sammy and you're being not ironic,
you just like sound like a douche. Like, hey, can I get a Sammy? Like,
yeah. I went to a place one time.
You know what's almost bad? Submarines.
Oh, just awful.
Saying full out submarine?
That or just sub. It's a goddamn hoagie.
No, sub
hoagie.
Is different. Sub
it's
is different.
Hoagie.
That's like Sando.
It's a hoagie.
No, a hoagie? That's a
sub
lot.
Is
that's
acceptable.
Like two syllables.
But yes, if you say submarine, you are a pretentious piece of shit. Seriously. Like, fuck you for that.
Can
fuck
I,
you.
Well, I've always been a fan of, if this is like combining them all together, a submarine Sando.
Oh my god.
Oh good god.
That's my word of choice.
Oh my god. He said all of them at once. Just give me all of it.
I like to make a nice submarine Sando bowl. That's what we had earlier this week.
Jesus.
You had a paragraph for dinner. Hey man.
They were really good though, to be fair.
It's better than I redacted place I went 2 years. It was totally a hipster location. But they had Sammy on the menu, and they were like,
no.
It wasn't in
I'm
quotes.
Leaving.
Yeah, it wasn't in
Sammy.
Quotes.
Nope.
It's like, just fuck off.
Guys,
you're not
I really
cool.
want Jersey Mike's.
Well,
that'd be so good.
I feel like there's better hoagie options.
Yeah.
Also. No, I've just never meant, like, been this there. Time of night. No,
I've never been there.
What?
So I can't say. I've never been to Jersey Mike's.
That or what's that other one that's, it's got the black.
Subway, Firehouse.
Red and white.
Firehouse.
Jimmy John's.
Jimmy's John's.
Drew Brees hoagies.
You literally listed everyone but Jimmy John's.
I've never been there either. That's why.
They're so good.
So
anyway,
there's that. Blimpies.
So now we need to tell you need to tell. What? Wait, what?
Blimpies.
Blimpy.
Dude, fucking
I've never been there.
Zeros? A Zeros grinder, bro?
Oh my god, I know. I fucking love Zeros.
They don't exist anymore. Like,
there's
they're gas
one
station
in Yorktown.
Ones.
There's one in Yorktown on 17.
That's Heroes.
No,
that's the name of the place.
Fuck them. If you go to Heroes, don't go there. I'm here to take business away from somebody that took Zeros away from us.
I think,
fuck you, Heroes.
To be fair to him, though, I think he was the guy that owned that Zeros, but like the friend, like he didn't want to keep paying to
side quest number one.
I don't
side
know
quest
if,
number
going
one.
Heroes?
We're going to
I
fucking
don't know
Heroes.
If I'm like I'm out of this conversation, but I'm getting confused with the Zeros and Heroes talk. Like,
it's the same location, two
same
names,
location.
A different letter.
Yeah. I know, and that's what I'm saying. Like, you would say Zero, he'd say Hero, you'd say Hero, he'd say Zero. I'm like,
was Zeros, now is Heroes, I guess.
Yes.
That's first side quest.
Mm-hmm.
That has to happen.
You remember that episode
and
of
I'm
How
going
I Met Your Mother
be...
when they talked about the clubs and they were like, well, where's where? No, why's where? And you know,
yeah.
That's
who's
like,
on first?
Yes,
that's,
exactly.
That's
yeah.
that's what that felt like.
I'm going to be abrasive to this guy. Right?
Our first who's on first bit, guys.
Hey.
Ladies and gentlemen. We have done it.
We go out there early.
There we go. We got out there like 8 episodes in.
Yeah.
Okay, you got to talk about yours because I'm okay. Yours okay.
Is
so
the,
hungry.
Yeah, yours is the idea that started this, dude.
Yeah, so let's switch to this one.
Okay, we're going to do this.
So we're going to do the one that technically doesn't count first. That's the bird turds. That's right there. And that's nothing. It's chow mein noodles. I couldn't get butterscotch chips, so I just got Reese's peanut butter ones.
I'm tired of holding it for you people.
Oh, sorry.
You people.
So there's milk chocolate ones, and there are Reese's peanut butter ones. But the soup du jour, as it
were.
These are pretty. Hold on, I'll get there.
These are mincemeat pies.
Look how pretty they are. Like,
not bad, right?
Yeah, like they make mine look like crap.
They're very put together.
They're very expensive, unfortunately. Mints, not easy to come by these days. The last year, I feel like there was some mincemeat. This year, I had to drive all the way out to Grafton to get it.
Whoa.
Oh, my.
Road it was tripping.
$6.99, a bottle that big. Here, can you see?
Like that big?
Yeah.
Yay big.
Not very big. And there was only 2 jars left. My son was with me, and I was like, dude, can you see how many are down? Because it was at the bottom.
Yeah. I hate the bottom shelf.
And so he crawled under there and grabbed the last one. Like, yep. We got 2.
Got Jeez. Here just in time.
Yeah. Not easy to find, and you don't get a lot, but you pay a lot. So, here's some disclaimer. The mints I had last year was better than this year's. Not as big a fan as this year's mints. It cooked better than last year's mints. So I don't know. Like, I'm up in the air on whether you guys are gonna like those.
Have you tried it yet?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes.
So I haven't tried
mine at all, so this is going to be an adventure, guys.
It is.
I'm going to guess that the stuff in the middle of mine is better than the outside, because that's where all the melted chocolate went first, so, yeah.
Well, we will find out.
All right, so what order do we want to go here? Do we want to go...
Do you want to do rock, paper, scissors?
Well, that
means... You and I both have, like, sweet stuff.
Okay.
Save those for last?
Yeah.
We could have the bird's nest as the appetizer.
Okay.
Then Corey's, then the mincemeat pie, and then mine. Because mine's kind of like the sweetest.
Yours is probably going to be sweeter than the mince pie.
Yeah, that's
sure.
going to be the sweetest of them all.
Okay.
All right, so Sando's first. Oh. Oh, wait, okay. No, the nests first.
The appetizer.
Or, as we call them, bird turds.
Bird turds.
The appetizer.
Yes. I need a peanut butter
What's
one.
What's the difference? Yeah.
So the darker chocolate is the darker brown is the milk chocolate, and then the other one's peanut butter. It's like orangeish
peanut butter.
I'm trying both.
You should.
I want a peanut butter.
They do not taste like poop, son.
Yes, they do.
All right, here we go. Turd. So this is a peanut butter one.
Mm-hmm. I have peanut butter.
There's nothing. These don't really count. Like I don't want these to count against me. They're fine.
ASMR.
It's just simple. It's a very simple thing.
Look, I'll put it this way. There's peanut butter in it.
Like pretzels.
I'm in.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in, dude.
Is that just what the recipe calls for like that?
Yeah. I was going to put raisins in it or something, but I was like, you know what? Even that one extra step is too much.
I feel
well, raisins,
pass.
Though.
Oh, he wouldn't have eaten it.
Raisins. No, I would hit raisins, though, cheeks food. What are you?
Yeah, I'm you're a grape.
A dehydrated grape?
Yeah.
I just said, what are you, raisins?
They're all horse shit grape. Food.
I agree with that, but we know what they are.
Yeah.
Let's not pretend we don't know.
Junk.
They're exactly what you'd think. Hey, what's a dehydrated grape taste like? Yeah, I guess raisins probably.
Yeah.
Like, I'm gonna raise down when I like the peanut butter.
It tastes like
better.
Dead skin.
Yeah.
Fucking nasty.
Lots of weird sugar on it.
Yeah. How did we get here? Well, let me swallow my peanut butter first.
The milk chocolates are I think the milk chocolates are better. I don't know. They both came out fine, but again.
Okay.
Milk chocolates are definitely better. Trust me.
Let me get a palate cleanser really quick.
Oh, I just went in on that shit. All right. Survey says I like them both.
No.
Mm-hmm.
I like them both as well. It's weird. Because typically I go peanut butter, anything is better, but I think you're right, dude. I give a slight edge here to milk chocolate. which I did not expect to be saying.
I don't know how you feel. I wanted to do butterscotch, as I mentioned. That's usually what I do. The butterscotch ones always turn out great. I really wanted to do dark chocolate this time, but dark chocolate super fucking expensive. So
I can imagine.
Not happening.
All right.
Not happening. Sando time. Sando time.
So Sando's. Creamy peanut butter, maple bacon on toasted. Wow, I should swallow before I speak. The food. Mind out of the gutter, people, listener. Yeah.
I'm going to give each of us saran wrap and then the other one gets the plate.
Creamy peanut butter.
All right.
Maple bacon and toasted Texas toast.
So grab your saran wrap and grab one. So you have something to collect.
And because I am OCD, they have the same amount of bacon on each of them. I didn't, just so everybody knows, I didn't cheat, like, cheap one out at all.
That's yours.
Just so you know.
All right. All right. So
I'm going to take in you guys' reactions first.
So is this a drunk myth, or what are we doing? Here we go, guys.
Keep in mind, also not fresh. Listen to that crunch, though, huh?
I'll tell you this. Immediately regret not having my water right. Immediately.
You want my water? I didn't drink out of it. I just poured it into my bong.
Actually, yeah.
It's right there. Literally, I did not use any of it. It's just
always have a water on standby.
Can you get me a water, son? I'll let you have some of this.
Only thing I hate is my veneers are having trouble breaking the bacon.
Mm-hmm. No, I didn't even think about that part.
That's why I was like, I should have heated it up. But other than that, it's good.
Right?
I just wish there was a way to make it a little less, like, there's a lot of peanut butter.
No, well, what I was about to say is, for the record, with these, I put less peanut butter than I would on my own. You know, I'm trying to be like a dog at the end of this show.
I'm kind of regretting making something with peanut butter. Like,
you're tired of peanut butter?
Dude, it feels like I'm, like, trudging to chew.
Well, that, like, sucks.
It's very tasty, but it is definitely chewy.
Give me all of the peanut butter.
The toast good. Is perfect. I can't even talk.
We didn't think this one through.
We do have a lot of
talking to a microphone.
A lot of dry foods. There's a shit ton of peanut butter involved in everything
you
I'm doing.
Try it, boy. You can try it.
Literally everything.
I'm about to pick the bacon off. Oh my god.
Put it on my plate.
With the bacon? No, I meant, like, pick it off and eat it. Like, fuck that. Oh, okay. You can have my peanut butter slice.
Peanut butter slice, really?
The bacon's delicious.
Right?
It's
I'm telling you.
He's into it.
It's good. The bacon makes a sandwich.
You're definitely going to want to drink some water, boy.
You definitely yeah. have to chew.
If it was thinner on the peanut butter, I'd probably fuck this up, like, heart rate, or...
Well, I don't know. Like, I'm kind of appreciative of the fact that it's a slow eat, because, like, if I blasted through it,
you'd want more.
Yeah,
I'm telling you.
I like the weight of it too. Is that stupid?
No, it's not.
No,
I'm really
it makes
proud
feel
of
like
these.
A real sandwich.
I like this right here.
Uh-huh.
Like, I feel like I'm holding a goddamn sandwich.
But you got something that has some purpose to it. It's not just matter in your hand.
I'm chewing really loud in this.
I am very well. I'm very appreciative of the Texas toast.
Dude, best cut of bread.
It's
not that there's many.
It's a great decision.
Yeah, dude.
I like your... Is this your typical toast style? Like, what do we got here? Like a medium brown?
I just put it in a regular... So this is an older toaster.
Let's get deep on this shit.
I have it set to like a 4 out of 5. It's actually an Eagles toaster. If you turn to the inside of the bread, there's Eagles logos. But I was like, you know what? Let me not be super douchey here. And bless the Eagles logo with its ability to touch.
I left you some bacon so you can
to
eat
touch
something
the food.
With that peanut butter.
The peanut butter slice?
I'll give it to you. The bacon is absolutely crispy. It is amazing.
Hey.
Look at that. Even the sun chiming in with critiques.
I didn't get this size overnight.
You know what I kind of wish? I had a BLT made with this bacon. This is the perfect bacon for a BLT.
No, we're perfect bacon for peanut butter and bacon.
No.
I honestly, this is great. I think that, honestly, though, this was a very poor choice for this show.
Because it takes up time. Listen. Yeah, let me put this down. Listen. It's in my lap now. Because otherwise I will...
It is heft. I highly recommend, like, if you're not people who talk into microphones, do this.
I'm just going to keep back and go.
Trying to tell you. I told everybody, I told you guys, don't knock it till you try it.
You know what it...
I'm still knocking it, but the bacon's delicious.
You know what's... It's definitely better than? The Reese's with fucking potato chips in
oh,
it.
Oh, dude, yes. I know. So bad. Ugh. So bad.
So cheap.
What are we even doing? Why was that an idea again?
Because somebody passed off. Look, I like chocolate covered pretzels. I'm not saying I don't.
Oh, same.
And I like a nice pretzel Reese's. They're fine. But somebody to go, oh, these are going well. The next step is obviously potato chip.
Right.
Nah, you made a leap there.
Yeah, gigantic leap, ginormous.
That was a pretty irrational leap there.
I'll go from pretzel, very tasty,
excuse me,
a chip, which is just salty.
Old, expired tasting chips at that.
Yeah.
I don't think chips' shelf life and inside peanut butter is too great.
What is your, how, what's your go-to pretzel? I know you got to have one.
Stick. Yeah. The little skinny. I like those better. Then, actually, I like them all. Oh, soft, yeah, for sure. That's like ice cream cake.
I was
going to
say, I was shocked, yeah. Wow.
No, soft, definitely. I thought it was like ice cream cake. I was talking about like the bags you could buy. But absolutely soft. Then the raw. Man, there's not a bad pretzel for real in the pretzel family.
You know, it's. Have you fucked with a pretzel bun yet?
Oh.
I just showed him.
Top tier bunnery.
Oh, my God, dude.
He literally, I bought him these pretzel buns. And I walked into the living room one day. I heard the microwave go off, and I came in the living room. He's sitting there eating a whole bun like it's a like
nothing on the bun,
soft pretzel. He's nothing like, "Look, you want something?" I was like, "I'm
because they were just sitting there, and it was at the point where it's like
attacked.
I kind of have to microwave these mm-hmm. just for a second. I only put them in, dude, for like 5 seconds, just quick, boop, boop, and they were done.
Because they were kind of hard. But the blue place that we talked about that we started going to,
mm-hmm.
they have really good pretzel buns.
A bootleg blue, yeah."
That's where they came from. Very guilty of eating a nothing on it bun from dude, time to time.
Dude, I get it. It's carbs. It tastes yummy.
That's what it
a
is.
Hawaiian? Oh.
Those are a problem.
The ones that come in those orange bags?
Yep. Yes.
Those are the are King's Hawaiian.
All right.
Hell yeah.
I need to clear space up.
All right. So mincemeat.
Mincemeat. All right.
Is there like different flavors, or is it all like?
It's all one. Okay. I wanted to look up the recipe. Because I had such a trouble finding it.
Uh-huh.
I almost looked up the. I was gonna make my own mincemeat.
Yeah.
There's a lot involved and alcohol involved.
Hey now.
There's brandy in it.
I want this one.
It's not. It's not strong. Okay. The brandy. But you can definitely tell it's been cooked.
Don't
in
smell it. Just eat it.
Yeah,
I'm going
don't.
To.
Okay.
I can't really smell right really now weird. Anyway.
There's right, like,
are we going in?
Not like really weird, but it has a different smell than I would have thought it
a
had.
A unique smell.
It's yes. British, to be fair.
British.
I'm gonna say I can grab it for you.
My gran used to make these.
Here, look at that. Look how pretty that puck is. I am excited for you. Okay. Oh, he already ate some. Okay. I'm apparently behind the curve.
They've been in the fridge for a day, so they've. They might be like a little it. Tough at this point. Normally, I would
like
sprinkle a little sugar on top, too, but I didn't do that this year.
I like it. I like the little slits in the top, too, for a pie. Did you put those there?
Yeah, man.
That's such a good touch, dude.
I took this shit to the grave, suckers.
As
I don't know how I feel about this.
I mean,
I can taste it's well made, but it's like the taste doesn't... I don't know if it doesn't translate to me or what, but it's just like...
I just got something with a raisin texture.
Yeah. No, there's definitely raisins in it. Like
oh,
I said,
dead skin's in here.
Yeah.
Why would you tell him that? Now he's not going to eat anymore.
No, yeah.
Definitely raisins, apples, like cinnamon,
I'm
orange
on
peel.
The
maybe that's the raisins I'm tasting. Something's like out of place there.
No, last year's was better. It was a little smoother. That was my big knock on this one. And that
this
was
tastes like Fig Newtons. Like
it's,
that texture.
Kind of similar to that, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, not the actual taste of them, but it's like the texture.
The texture and,
like...
and, yeah. Like, yeah, I mean, when you look at what it is almost fruit and cake.
Mm-hmm.
If you had, like, a little bit of a different crust, It would definitely, here, let me, if it had a little bit, there you go. If I took a little bit better time with the dough.
I'm just going to keep getting closer.
With the dough. Like it could be fluffier like a cake as opposed to a pie crust.
Yeah.
I like it.
That would help.
Yeah. Weird, because like it doesn't, if you expand it out to a full pie, like if you make a full pie with mince, I did that last year, too much.
Yeah. I can see that.
Like too much. Like it was fine. I like mince meat, so I liked it. But I love a mince pie, or like these specifically, because they're tiny. Like it's.
They're like bite size.
Yeah.
It's definitely something that you want a smaller version of. Like if there was a full pie, I don't know that I could eat a full slice. I could eat, but it wouldn't hit the same as these.
No, this flavor is easy to overdo. If that makes sense.
I'll probably use this as a like palate cleanser after mine. As I'm sitting here thinking, I'm like, I'm gonna eat the rest of this, but I also need to keep room for the peanut butter that we're about to eat again.
The acidity, you know what? Yep. That's
I'm gonna come back to that one because it's gonna be a palate cleanser for mine.
Okay, I
just realized
I like
we need a utensil.
Do we? I don't. I mean,
I don't care. It's up to y'all.
I'm good with going fingers in.
What do you think, Justin?
Fuck it.
Oh, wow.
These are things that the pre-show us should have thought of.
It is, yeah.
Ooh, this is the microwave dish.
Don't do that. Don't downplay that. Yeah,
that's fucking
downplay
cool.
Your effort.
And it came. We've come up with a whole different thing we're going to do
exactly.
Based on that.
How are we going to do this?
Oh, my God. We're going to go for it. Oh, my God. Oh, no.
That's how you're going to do it.
Okay. The aggressive, like...
I mean, someone's got to start somewhere. Yes. I ain't fucking around.
That's what I do.
Oh, my God. This is good.
It's like a chunk of fudge and then just, like...
It's very rich, and you'll definitely feel like you're sticking your hands in shit. But, it's very rich, but... It's fucking
it
good.
Looks rich. You can tell it's rich.
So it's supposed to be made in by like a 9x12 pan, but I didn't have that, so I just put it in this. And so this is supposed to be a lot thinner.
Yeah, it was definitely improvised pan wise. But you know what?
We all went really fucking dry was the first thing I noticed.
We did.
This
next thing,
like
we're going to have to bring oil and vinegar.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what we're eating next time. Just oil and vinegar. Somebody bring fucking oil and vinegar.
All the nuts fell.
Yeah.
They were supposed to be in there to break it. You guys want some nuts?
Oh, shit.
I just got a really marshmallowy bite. Oh, but it's really good.
They're all really good.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't. None of them. Did not think.
Definitely cottonmouth pod.
Cottonmouth Kings.
Yeah, we were just talking about them.
Hi, Joe.
Yes, we love you, Joe.
I can't finish this. This is too much.
Put it on my plate.
Yeah, no problem. It's rich. I mean, you know, that's the biggest thing. That is the biggest. It's rich. And we all kind of did that.
Mm-hmm.
We all kind of went a little too rich. Not thinking about, hey, we're going to be talking into microphones.
Right, right.
So.
It's okay.
Oh, my God, that was good. Holy shit.
I'm covered in chocolate.
I know, I did the same thing.
Me too.
I was like, screw it. It's got to happen. Use your saran wrap, right? Oh, you used it for your...
Oh, yeah, the sandwich.
Here's mine.
I did not touch that saran wrap.
Guys...
So this was our first podcast.
Yes, I think the first potluck was a success. I really do. Everything was good. Genuinely, I have a fat piece of chocolate on my hoodie.
Here you go, buddy.
So thank you.
There you go.
Thanks.
There you go.
Next time we'll think it out a little better.
Yeah. Wait. Quick question, y'all. Who had the best confection out of all of us?
Ooh.
I did the drum roll, but I don't know if you can hear it.
I liked everything, and I'm gonna take the role of Switzerland here.
Oh, here we go.
I actually, I really
liked
everything.
You were like, let's be like Gordon Ramsay and tear each other apart, and then like you guys were like so nice.
Oh, there was something here that was cheeks. I would not. It won't come off.
Yo, you got the shit. Like,
it looks like I just got a. What do they call them with the Saran wrap to Cleveland steamers?
Let's go clean.
Thank you, dear.
Oh my god. Anyway, so this has been our podcast.
Yes. Potluck part one.
Yeah, safe space for don'ts.
Also, comments. If you have recipe ideas of shit you'd like to see us try, if you have an equivalent, leave that shit in the comments because we will make it.
Yes, and we might get to the point where if we plan it
ahead of time.
Yep, ahead of time, I might record myself like. Making it, same with you, like, you know what I mean? Yeah, so just
pre-game videos.
Yeah, let us
We're
know.
We're making it.
But anyway, so this has been our podcast. I've said this like 5 times.
Listen to me chew bacon.
Stay tuned, stay positive, and stay stoned, y'all. And happy holidays.
Bye.